puts my hand to her car window. She would place her palm on the inside glass, her fingers lined up against mine, and we'd both mouth the words, "Hands on." I whispered it to her that last sad night we had together. I miss so much about Mom, especially the way she could make me feel that everything would be okay. She could solve any situation from a scraped knee to a broken heart with a prayer. She prayed for every need, hurt, or hiccup that hit Dad, Jack, and me and our spouses and kids, as well as friends and neighbors. Mom was so naturally empathetic that even strangers poured out their troubles to her. She always promised to keep everyone in her prayers, no matter what their religion or beliefs. She inhaled a worry. She exhaled a prayer. Truth be told, Mom was holier than the rest of our family, but she wasn't a holy roller, if you know what I mean. Deep inside, she just believed. During our family's early years in Philadelphia, Mom relied on a pretty standard Catholic repertoire of novenas and rosaries and mass for whatever ailed Dad or Jack or me. Every once in a while, she would call the Sisters of St. Joseph to ask them to put in a good word upstairs if one of us was sick or a big exam was coming up. But by the time Mom and Dad had settled in Florida in the mid-80s, there was more to ask for. Jack and I had grown up and started families of our own. I married Joe Quinlan and moved to New York City. Jack and his wife Sandy had two little girls, Kelly and Megan. We had busy, challenging careers and lives up north, and Mom was separated from us by so many miles. The passing years brought new health problems for both of my parents. And once Mom had more free time in Florida, her empathetic nature attracted an ever-expanding list of people who adopted her as their personal counselor as soon as they met her. Their concerns became hers. Mom needed a better way to cope with a growing list of worries weighing on her shoulders and her mind. That's when the God Box was born. She started writing down her petitions on random scraps of paper that she addressed to God, and then placed into her God Box for resolution and relief. Whenever we had a hope or a concern, Mom would cheerfully offer, "I'll put it in the God Box." Just hearing that made me feel like my issue of the moment was somehow worthy. If it was important to me, it was important to Mom. And if it was important to Mom, into the God Box it went. It wasn't odd that Mom took to this very simple solution. She was a fixer and a doer with a practical bent. She was an early adopter of convenience foods, instant messaging, and automatic bill paying. The God Box was an easy way to make good on her promises to help.